Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, last week we talked about water resources, aquifers, and the like, and you know, it's something that we all need to live, but also we need to get at it. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about the infrastructure. Not only about water, but certainly that's a big one, how to get drinking water and so forth to the people.
Right. Well, and of course, now the legislative session just started this week, and it's a bonding year, which means it's all about infrastructure, and that's really what the bonding money is for. It's those big projects that cost too much to, you know, to just take money out of petty cash and pay for. And the water infrastructure is probably possibly the biggest concern in rural areas because, you know, if you can't get good drinking water, if you can't get a good supply of water, so many businesses and industries need a lot of water.
That's true.
You don't function.
And, of course, there's the wastewater treatment part of that as well. So it's not only getting it out of the ground or whatever surface water supply you have.
It's getting rid of it again.
It's treating it when it's been used.
Yeah, and the problem that we have in so much of rural Minnesota is that a lot of our water infrastructure was built as, you know, WPA projects back in the 30s, you know, and has been repaired ever since, but not really done over. And it's that way across the whole state in rural and urban Minnesota, but, you know, it's paying for it is really an economy of scale issue. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to come up with the money to pay for it. And also there are a lot of small private water treatment systems around the state that cover mobile home parks and just little cabin communities and little places where you might have eight houses together. And those all need to be monitored and taken care of. But there's new technology now in making water treatment regional. One treatment center serving, you know, four or five communities instead of, you know, a treatment center every 7 or 10 miles down the road. You know, that's just not sustainable anymore. And so there are new things that can be done now. There are organizations out there that can help communities with the information and finding the right engineers and people to help you with these things. And so it's important that legislators, you know, really take infrastructure seriously and not look at just patching things, but really fixing things. It'll save money down the road.
Sure. So sometimes an old decrepit system simply just needs to be replaced.
Yeah. It gets to a point where there's no patching anymore.
Exactly.
The ongoing maintenance of all these systems, too. There are pipes that leak underground. Duluth replaced a major water line of theirs not too long ago where they discovered they were losing 30% of the water that went through that pipe. And that's a lot in pumping costs and in treatment costs.
Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.